Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afker and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. I'm glad to connect with you again, so thank you for your presence. And also thank you for those of you who listen to the replay. And also really excited that Barbara Canals is back on the show. She's been with us on last season. And really love the message that she brought, the light language process that she shared with us. It was really, really profound, very very powerful, and really felt the energy within our body. And I really love the guidance that she brings, helping people to really create, co-create and live in the new earth, while at the same time like supporting their body through this awakening time, and like connecting deeply the spirit with the body. And today we'll be talking about the quantum leap, retrieving our essence and walking into the new time. And before we start, I would love if I can share with you a little bit about Barbara. So she is a consciousness and embodiment catalyst, divine source energy light language activator, and she facilitates aura transformation. And she works with the new time energies, which are high vibrational, dynamic, love intelligence, and balance energies. These frequencies she embodies are extremely powerful and very healing, assisting people in their consciousness evolutionary process. The energy knows where to go within the body and cells of each person. She transmits these energies through the light language, the languages of light, and through aura transformation, a touch-based method to upgrade our energy system and embody our higher self. And so that's Barbara. Welcome to the show. Very happy to have you back with us.
Hi, Monsef. Thank you. And hi, everyone on the call. I'm glad to be here. Very excited.
Beautiful. And I really love the subject for today's call, the quantum leap and retrieving our essence, connecting back to our essence. And we feel that like through many experiences that we are really called to connect to that essence, like to see beyond what is in the surface, like the big changes happening in the world or in our personal life. And it's like always it's reminding us connect back to our essence. So I would love maybe if we start with that and you tell us your perspective about like the importance of retrieving our essence in this time.
Yeah, so connecting back to our essence is connecting back to source. We all have, let's say we all bring a piece of source into this earth. So it's retrieving that part, which is also like the embodiment and integration of our essence or our higher self in the body. And it's so important at the moment, because as we retrieve our essence, and we recognize that the source that we are within, and we're able to express this in this earth, we're able to create this new earth that everyone talks about. So it's like the work that we do on ourselves to try and be better or feel better within ourselves, to accept the whole of our being, is the work that we're doing also for the whole. So it is extremely important to be able to know that we are a piece of the whole, and whatever we do for ourselves, we do it for the whole as well. And now it's a time when I think more and more people are starting to recognize that. I think the energy is so high frequency at the moment, so high, that we can actually start seeing how everything is interconnected. How it's not only about us, it is about the whole. And I think, more generations that are healing and are starting to realize the potential of, if we're better within ourselves, how much we can create in the whole. And we're all excited to be able to create something that's, a world of harmony and of wholeness, and that in that world of harmony and wholeness, we're also able to keep our unique spark that which we came from. Because I think it's so important for each one of us to show, you know, to be able to show our true gifts, our talents, and to recognize our innate knowledge. And that is our essence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, like you said, like everything, we are all connected, and we see changes in others when we focus on ourselves. Sometimes it feels like we are only like shifting like our state of being, but it's all connected, and many times we can see that shift in others as well. And and also the point that you mentioned, that showing up, showing our gifts, showing our light, it's really important. And also it's really important, like to hold a space for ourselves, like to really show who we are without maybe trying to adapt to what others can accept or not. It just be ourselves. Maybe
mm-hmm.
some will not accept it, but along the way, like people who need our lives, like will connect to it. And this is the what is important.
Yeah. In sort of like the old paradigm, we sort of like suppress ourselves to try and like and hold the status quo in a way. So like so instead of enabling, and this is subconscious conditioning that we have, you know, it's in the collective unconscious. So basically there's like something, let's say this conditioning that suppresses us from actually realizing our gifts and our talents and bringing those out. But in this new time, and we take on people's stuff, we're very entangled. But in this new time, we're jumping into, we take care of our stuff, only of our stuff. We became sovereign in our own energy. So what we want to bring through, it's not like you want to hold on to people's things. You know, it's you'll be there to assist people to solve their things, but you solve your own stuff. And in that way, you bring through your gifts and you're becoming empowered. So your energy, sort of like our energy has to be really, that's what like very crystal clear, very, you know, it's your energy, not until mixed into anyone else's energy. But when you become your own energy, you allow for other people to become their own energy in a way to hold all their potential. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It does. It's like we give ourselves freedom, but also giving to others their own freedom. And so as we are talking like about this connection, like interconnection with everything and everyone, and like sometimes we feel it in the heart. That's we see the others, we see who they are, we accept them and see beyond like maybe their limiting beliefs, but many times we get triggered, and it's how to say, especially if it's happens continuously. So how can we maybe stay grounded and keep that state of being where we just see beyond what's maybe just the surface of what we are seeing?
So that is because like when we get triggered by other people, it's basically because we have limitations. Like let's say there is, we have a karmic conditioning. So everything from the karma, which is in our subconscious. So we don't realize, but there's those things. We see somebody's way of doing things triggers us because subconsciously it's reminding us of something from, let's say, you know, past lives or whatever that we can't even remember. And so the way to like overcome this, let's say, is work energetically on our issues. When these triggers come up, what I find was really helpful for me is to actually work with my body. See, you know, I'll find like work with somebody that will assist you in finding where the root cause of those triggers are. So in our body, our body's like sort of like a complete library. So in our cellular memory, we have like these root causes of whatever triggers it. So we need to be able to find the root cause of that to be able to unravel it. And once you unravel it and you jump that level of vibration, you take it to another level of vibration, that disappears. It's sort of like, you know how I see it is I'll see energetic tubes that are hooked onto us in the different bodies in our different like so we have our etheric body and our astral body and lower mental body, so in all these bodies, and we get like different hooks, and these hooks are the ones that like are sort of like we have these programs that are programming us to fall down over and over in the same place. So to be like in something that one can do on their own, so it's either finding somebody that will assist you to unhook these hooks and to start like, once you unhook it, that's done. So doing that, and if not, it's what other people are doing, which is meditation and being. For me, I think it's really important to stay really grounded. So really feel your feet on the earth a lot, so that to be present here, to come back. So don't allow for the mind to keep going like crazy. Just keep coming into the body, and then to be in nature a lot. Nature's a huge healer, and to try and come back to one's breath and to the heart. And these are all the, these are all the ways. Also, your, when we're sort of staying in positive frame of mind, we might be able to then release more of these things and sustain correctly. Because what happens is that sometimes when we get these triggers over and over again, we're really unfair to ourselves, and we get really frustrated with ourselves, and then there's all the guilt that comes up or whatever. So we have to realize that we are, in a way, we have an energy system which has all these bodies, and in all these bodies there is this conditioning. So just be really like loving to yourself and know that you're able to heal it. But the softer you are with yourself, the easier it is to heal. If you get frustrated, then it becomes even harder. You're adding another layer to that complication, let's say. And yeah.
It's like observing it, not like as part of us, but just something happening within us. So it may also help to maybe like not have the attachment to the feeling, to the emotion or the trigger.
Yeah, what's really amazing now, what I find like in sessions and everything, is just like that we are so ready at where, like energetically, where we are on earth, we're so ready to let go of all of this like subconscious patterning, that it's actually really quick processes. It can be like I just see like in sessions, like being a lot being lifted really quickly for people. And this has throughout time, every time it has accelerated more. If I look back like 5 years back or 10 years back, it was insane. Like what it just like had all the healing process for everyone has just gotten faster and faster because the current energetic on earth, which is we are in this evolutionary process. And I mean, we're on fifth gear. So a lot of people are already like vibrating really high. So that makes it, in a way, easier for all the people to come
Yeah,
in their process.
And as you mentioned, like the new high energies that we are constantly now receiving, it also can sometimes how to say, make it uncomfortable for the body. Maybe having hard time sleeping, or maybe feeling like some impatience in general, or some physical symptoms. So is there maybe like ways that we can maybe allow the body to go on its own pace, and but still not have this challenging experiences?
What you mean, like, as are you talking about what usually is termed like ascension symptoms?
Right.
Yeah.
But recently, yeah. Like they are experienced maybe more than before.
But I think when the energy, when like light energy rushes too much, I mean, that's why it's so important to keep balance in our life, because too much light energy rushing into the body, our body's density. So, you know, so when a lot of light energy without moderation or balance is put into the body, it might burn. So now what a lot of people are receiving, like really high frequencies, which perhaps their body isn't necessarily, it's not that easy for the body to sustain. And yeah, people get tired, there might be a lot of sleep included, and you know, I hear a lot of people actually forgetting many things, and that's because our lower mental body, it's sort of like we're a computer and we're being completely rewritten, and there's parts of the computer where, like, so our hard drive in this, when with the old energetic system or old aura, if you want to call it, doesn't have enough space. So people are being sort of like, you know, sort of confused, or there's just forget things. And that is just a matter of like ascension systems. There is a technique that aura transformation, which is actually what I do, is actually to upgrade our energy systems so that you basically, you don't have your aura with all the different bodies. You erase all karma, you let go of karma, you let go of all the different bodies, and you just activate a crystalline aura, which is impermeable, so no energies can come into your aura. And it is, I mean, it's like upgrading your computer, like from an old 80s type of computer to getting a new one. It's amazing what it does for us to function. But if you don't, you know, not doing that, then I think one has to be extremely mindful about how we eat, but not strict, you know, because it's more about listening to our body and what our body really needs, and eat like fresh food, drink a lot of water. Magnesium is extremely important, your intake of magnesium, because that relaxes our muscular system and our cells, and it makes the blood flow. And that's what we are actually doing in all of this. What's happening is that our cells are being rewritten. So we're going from like carbon-based, so like from density to light. So our cells are becoming crystallized, and it means that each cell is receiving spirit energy or our higher self. So it's being recoded with our truest potential. And doing that with the old system is quite hard. But yeah, I would be like, innate, you know, nature balances us out a lot. And yeah, and the thing is, like, we do live in this world. So sometimes when we're going through these ascension symptoms, it's sort of like we can't do anything else. I mean, and I've had it in my own skin, you know, being like completely like sort of like depleted and extremely sensitive to everything around. And where we're at the moment is a time where it's actually it's important for people to live their purpose and to be active and embodied here on Earth, because there's so much that we need to create. You know, each one can find their way, but like I think the more that we let go of our conditioning, the easier we evolve.
Right, absolutely. And yeah, aura transformation really feels so powerful. Also, you talked about that on our previous call, which is also now available on the podcast.
Monsef, I can't hear you.
That's to see maybe shifts happening during very long time, and now like we can experience some very deep shifts in. Okay. Yeah.
Hi. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. It was with me. The issue was with me, on my side. So yeah. So yeah. I was saying like about like it would be a great timing for the light language group process if you think
that
okay. Should do it.
Should we just so everyone's connected and everything? I should go in for it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna ask whoever's listening. So this light language, it is not that it's something outside of me. This is retrieving one's potential. I want it like, so it is just me, source, because we're all source. It's the frequencies that I embody here on Earth. And it's just an light language as I understand it is a circular language. So it's going to speak to your soul, and it brings through profound messages. I don't know what it will be now for everyone, but it can do amazing things if you just lay down and receive. So just you know, either lay down or sit down, relax into this, and we'll see what comes through. Everyone is going to feel differently, but just taking your time to breathe in and breathe out. Perhaps you want to put your hands on your heart so that you can just get out of your mind and come into your heart and into your body. And releasing all expectations and just releasing the mind out. And breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Saranam marate arako amasarano marate arani 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 arani. Marate arani araya sarane arana ko arane asukarana ni arako asarana marate arani arasarana. Focus on the soles of your feet.
saranam maratavaryanni arako asarane arano koarane sarani arane akorate arani asarana. The heart, aquí arano, asarana, marate, arani, aco, arana, sarano, yarane, araco, marate, arasarana, marate, arani, araco, amasarana, coarate, arani, araco, asarana, marae, aquí arasarani, aco, coco, aracai, frequencies asarano marate arako amasaranaya karane arako saranaya kawarane arano yakasarani arani arako amarate arani arasarana marate arana marate arana marate. Back into the body, feeling your feet on the earth, grounding into the body.
Asharana marate arako makara sarana marate arini arasarana marato marakariane sarana marate.
Breathing in. Expanding the field of sarano maratani akara sarana marawe kiarana. Know that you are sustained as sarane arako asarana marate arana yakarane arana asarano maratari ani arana kuara sarana marate arana marate arana marate arana. That you are part of the divine path. Asukarana marasarana maratariani arako asarana.
Namara sarana marate arano masarana.
Breathing into your root, asu saranu 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 saranu. And just feeling into your body, you might find more space. You might be able to get in contact with yourselves, and you might still be able to feel the energy. So just with intention, sending this energy to every cell of your body. Without anything to do, just like allowing for this energetic to go into every cell. And if it feels nice, you can maybe smile to it. It might make you, yeah, it might make you smile. It might activate joy. And that is what we're We're filling up your body with joy. We're filling up this earth with joy. Anchoring divine source, which is joy. If you wish, you can stay with your eyes closed and you might be feeling like still a powerful process going on. And just allow for the things that take place. What I'm feeling is a rewriting on many people's energetic field. And there's a lot of information being overwritten. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Barbara. Really love the land language. It's like it feels like there is an expansion of the energy, like within the heart, heart chakra, and also like you said, it brings maybe some feeling of joy, but still also peace. It's more like peacefulness with, like you said, a smile. It was really beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thanks. And yeah, the experience is different for everyone, I think.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Also, yeah.
Yeah, and everyone, we would love to hear back from you. What did you experience? You can share it with us on the webcast page by typing your feedback there on the question box, or from you, from those of you on the phone or the web call, as we start. Maybe right now taking questions. Barbara, are you open to take questions now from the audience?
Yeah.
All right, so everyone, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 to ask your question. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. We have a question from Meli. I'm having so many issues right now. My physical body, mostly spine, spine related, is so painful and losing feeling in extremities. Nothing has helped so far. Can you have a peek to see if it's ascension related and your healing may assist in rebalancing, please?
This transmission was just for you, and it is like I don't know, it's not only ascension symptoms. It is the need to release a lot of energies from the field, but there is quite a bit that has been released now, and sometimes, you know, it is funny because I'll do it, you know, in the non-visible, let's say, and maybe you won't feel anything, but trust, because there has been space been made and unlifted, but there might be the need to actually that you do more work into going to the root cause of those things that you really need to pull away from your field that are constricting the space, let's say. So there's a lot in the field that needs to be pulled away back to where it came from. So just like it's stuff that's not yours and that needs to be pulled out for your essence to come in. Yeah. That's what happens to most of us anyway. We're always sending back that which isn't ours and retrieving our essence.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much, Barbara. And also thank you, Minnie. If you are still with us on the call, we would love to hear back from you about your experience. And Barbara, and you want to say something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Manny. And just know that you are beautiful. So, 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 so beautiful. And stuff is already, energy is already coming back to you. And it is that. It's a brave path. If it is the path now to start, releasing and really letting go of things to call back our energy in. But it's so beautiful. Thank you so much. You are precious. I love you.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And let's see, we have a question from Missy. So can you rebalance energies in my dog? I understand they are also upgrading as their caretakers. Are we to assess them? My boy Mister is having health issue, left hind leg infection.
Can you repeat the whole question? I got
okay. She asked if can you rebalance energies in my dog? And also second energy, are we here to assist them as well, like the caretakers? Because her Mister, the name of the dog is Mister, and is having health issue on he has a left hand leg infection.
I'm not getting permission to actually do anything now with this, but what I'm getting is an image of for you to care for him. So sort of I'm just seeing you caring for your dog, and in that there is the healing. This is one thing which is important, that the more that we get into contact with ourselves, we realize that we have so many abilities to in so many ways we can actually be healing to ourselves and healing to somebody else. And it is because we've learned that somebody outside, one thing is to ask for support and assistance, and another is just for somebody else to do the work for us in a way. But we're all going to have to do the work for ourselves to go down deep into the root cause of the things. And in that way, we're able to realize that we are healers ourselves, and everyone is, on this earth, that we are empowered, that we can do in a lot of the work ourselves. That is part of our evolution of becoming empowered, that we have so many abilities that up until the moment we haven't been able to realize. And the thing is, even when we have our gifts and talents, we a lot, this is in many cultures, but I think it would be globally, for most people, we don't even acknowledge our gifts and our talents. We'll look at other people's and think that theirs is better, and we don't take into account everything that we have. But if we start becoming more aware and realizing even the small things that we do can be an amazing talent, we start honoring ourselves and becoming more powerful within ourselves. And that is the most beautiful thing, to realize that we come with so many gifts. And even the smallest thing, which wasn't acknowledged by our environment, might actually be something huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And we need to have trust in ourselves and our gifts. It's like you said, it's not about like seeing like huge results. It may happen like with time, but it's more about freely expressing our gifts and who we are,
mm-hmm.
without mm-hmm. like trying to think how we'll be accepted by others.
Mm-hmm. But like for the person, I'm sorry, I forgot the name, but like it is, I just saw it so clearly, like in the moment that you went care for your dog, you know, and just give love, and in that there's going to be a healing. And it was a beautiful image to see, you know, but it's also like a healing towards yourself, towards your own heart. So it was very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, we'll take a few more questions in a little bit. And before that, Barbara, I would love if we can talk about the program you are offering. It's really, really powerful one, which includes one-on-one 60-minute private session and two light language energy transmissions. That's on package A. And package B, it includes four webinars, one recorded and three live. And the replay will also be available. Which you create this to understand the quantum leap we are going through and to come into balance. And the live will start in March 19. So I would love if you can tell us more details about those. And I invite everyone to visit the page, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Barbara, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page, or on the replay page when it becomes available there. So Barbara, can you please share with us more about the personal
yes.
session and webinars? Yeah.
Yes, thanks. So the personal session, it's an online session with me, and that's, I transmit, so like I'll be able to get through kinesiology. The root issue, let's say this is, and it's always asking for permission from your higher self, and your higher self is gonna guide us to what is the root issue of what needs to be resolved, let's say, or is. So we'll explore that root cause, root issue, and it's always in our, you know, it's in ourselves, because ourselves carry all our memory. And once we have that root issue and we discuss it and everything, then different frequencies come in to assist with the whole healing process and activation. So more than a healing, it's like, I would say it's even an activation, because it activates different parts of us. So, and it activates, you know, it's bringing back our potential, because the moment you are letting go of certain issues from your subconscious or from your field, then you're allowing for more of your true energy, your true divine expression, to come into your body and into your field and into yourselves. So what that represents after in life, I mean, every session is very different, but it is living a life of like more alignment, more joy, you know. It's actually bringing back essence. When we bring back essence, it's self-love. So I don't know, these sessions are amazing. I love working one-on-one with people, because it's very special. And I try also to, within the session, show you how you can actually work with these energies as well. Because the energy that comes through is energy that stays with you. So, you know, what I like doing is being able to empower you to know that how to call back this energy. So if you're in moments where you come out of balance, because we're putting you back into balance, let's say, in these sessions, and when there's moments when, you know, you get unbalanced again, how you can bring yourself back to feeling these energies or call these energies back. So, yeah, it's it's good. And then I added two light languages, light language transmissions, and these are recordings that I have. And I chose the claiming your energetic sovereignty. And that means just standing in your truth. Claiming your energetic sovereignty means holding your own energy and feeling what the truth is for you and being in alignment, being in balance. So I put that one because it's extremely important for us to start claiming our energetic sovereignty in the time now. And then peace, centeredness, and alignment, because there is also, you know, there's a lot going on Earth at the moment, and our energy can be pulled in many different ways. So this is a recording that you can always go back to, so that you come back to a sense of peace, being centered, and coming back to aligning to yourself. Because, you know, as soon as it's very easy that we watch the news, or it's very easy that something goes on around, or that you speak to a family member or whatever, and your energy gets triggered and pulled to different things. So these are just recordings to actually keep, you know, it's like a muscle. The more you listen to them, and the more you like remember these things, the more you step into a new reality, let's say. So I thought these were really important to go with a private session. Because they're just little tools that you'll have with you for whenever you want. Because the energy is never, when I do these recordings, and they are light language transmission, so the energy is actually never lost. It's always activated. So that's the first package. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions, Vincent, that you would like me to answer from that?
Sorry, I was on mute. I said I don't have a question, but I feel really grateful for that you are both offering this personal support through the session and also the light language that they can use on their own. And like you said, like the energy, it works, like it's still the same, still available even in the recording. And it's because it's all about energy. It's beyond time and space. Mm. So, yeah, thank you. And can you please share with us about Package B that includes the four webinars?
Yeah, Package B is, so understanding the quantum leap and we're going through and coming into balance. So I'm doing a set of four webinars. One, the first one is already, it's four webinars and it's more like, let's say, cognitive. So it's, I'm going to explain a lot of how we actually come into balance. What is this quantum leap thing? Because in this call, I can speak about a certain amount, but not that much. But it's like going deep into it. What is coming back into actually wholeness and harmony? And what is happening in our evolution on Earth? What is happening personally for each human being? And what is happening as a whole? And so I explained that in the first webinar. And in the first webinar is a recording, and this will set the tone for the rest of them. And the rest of them you can attend either in person, or if you can't make it in person, you can just receive the recording for them. So the second webinar, which will take place on the 19th of March, it is simple and radical methods to balance your energy field. So here, what happens is that most of the time, we, because of the way our energy system or aura is built, we don't know, we're very entangled, so we don't know what is ours and what isn't. So in this webinar, what I'm explaining is for you, I'll give the tools for you to start realizing, oh, this energy is not mine, that's not who I really am. And that, you know, and I suck that, or that's like an energetic soup that I have from such and such, or I suck that from the person I spoke to the phone earlier, so that you start becoming aware, because many people are still not aware of what is ours and what isn't. And we go through life being pulled in many directions and feeling emotions that aren't ours. So it's in the webinar, we'll become aware of that, and then I'll give you simple tools to be able to, you know, not be pulled in all these different directions, to be able to clear your energy field, because we need, it's very simple tools that I give, but they're very key. It's like brushing our teeth. We need to be caring for our energy. So yeah, I'll give like different ways. So for example here, oh, I have written here, learn how to keep your energy field in order, take good care of yourself, learn how to convert resistance to benefit yourself, learn how to handle an energy thief, learn what to do when you encounter unpleasant people, learn how to attract positive people in situations, and learn how the energy around you decreases and how to lift the energy. So it's very key energetic tools about how to read energy around you and how to be able to stay truest to your own energy. I would say this is really important. It's stuff that actually I don't know if many people like actually teach it, but it is just stuff that it should be just daily key things in our life moving forward, you know, because we need to, we're at a stage where how we evolve is to be able to read energy. So that's what I'm showing, you know, a basic way of reading energy and how to keep our energy to ourselves and not allow for anyone to invade our energy. And then, so the webinar three, so the third one is going to be on the 26th of March, and that's understanding the elements within us and learning to keep them in balance. So we are all made out of the four elements, so fire, water, earth, and air. And in this webinar, I'm going to explain each of the element, how it impacts our life, how, and usually we have these elements on balance. So after explaining all the qualities and everything, I will show you how you can speak to these elements within you and balance them. It is very important to have the elements in balance within Earth because they build on each other. If we have these, if you have, for example, a lot of fire, but don't have the rest of the elements, you're going to have a lot of drive, but you're not, you're going to burn yourself because the other elements are not supporting, like, so there's no water, so there's no flow, there's no earth, so there's no structure, there's no air, so there's no thinking and communicating. So if you see, like, if these elements are in balance, they all build upon each other, and you have a life where it's like fully in harmony. If they're unbalanced, then it's sort of like really hard to get into on with your life. So I'll be showing that why each element is important within us and how you tap into your consciousness to understand and communicate to these elements so that you can balance them and get them all aligned so that your life is like, you know, you have you have a drive, which is the fire, you're flowing, which is air, you have structure, so you're able to materialize, that's the earth, and then you have air, so you're able to think through your ideas and communicate them correctly. And then the fourth webinar, it is Crystal Consciousness Light Language Activation. So this webinar is on the 2nd of April. And what it's going to be, it's more like asking questions about the previous webinars and seeing how you've put in practice these tools and seeing if there's any questions. And then there's going to be a light language activation for all of this. And it's like, this is part of like the crystal consciousness where we come into balance, when we come into complete harmony within ourselves. So we're not allowing any energies to come into our system, and we balance our elements. And then on this last one, I'm also, it's going to be also like a balancing of the masculine and the feminine. So then we become a complete circuit in itself. And yeah, so this is what this this package is. It's sort of like in these four sessions, you're going to receive a lot of information, and at the same time, you're becoming a core. You're understanding energetics, and you're becoming a understanding how to become a balanced, harmonious system on yourself.
Thank you so much, Barbara.
So I'm giving the tools, and then also with the light language. The light language assists, because the tools are sometimes they're tools and for you to use like daily, you know, that you should be using all the time. But like, the light language, because it is a circular language and speaking to another vibration, it's sort of like it's activating those qualities that we're studying within yourself. So that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Barbara. I'm really grateful that you put together the webinars, and yeah, like you said, it's really, especially now more than ever, it's really essential to be able to discern like our own energies from others, and be able to clean our own and not to let any negative energies coming from maybe others or the collective coming into our own field. And yeah, it's the balance is very, very, very important, and it can help like spiritually and also physically, like help the body go through the ascension process with more ease. And So thank you so much for that, and also thank you for the private sessions, and the True Light Language transmission. So yeah, really grateful to you, Barbara, and. Everyone, I really recommend taking advantage of one of the packages that Barbara put together for us. Really love her work and the energy that she brings, which is really, really powerful. And you felt that a little bit of it through the call, and also maybe if you listen to the previous call. And highly recommend it. And you will find the two packages on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Barbara. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page. Let's see. Barbara, can we take a couple more questions?
Sure. What I want to say, though, about like special offers is really to tap into your heart and see if it's like, you know, even like if you want to put your hands in your heart, so like you'll notice if your heart, like your body's moving forward or whatever, to see if this stuff is for you. But it's I'm really getting the sense, and like both of these packages are for like to bring through joy. You know, we are at the point where we can bring through so much joy, and those are the frequencies that are going to be like sort of like transmitted throughout all of this, so that it is fun. And I hope like with either one, even if we're like touching really delicate subjects, especially in important personal sessions, you know, it might be like really intimate and really like really hard parts or tough parts, let's say. It is like in the end, where I can just see like the, when you come out through the other side, it is so much joy, and that it's amazing. And if, you know, it is my honor to be able to serve in this way. Like, I just love it. And to bring people to live, you know, like I went through that pain before, and I had to like do all the healing and whatever. But I know when we step into this new time and into this new earth or 5D, whatever you want to call it, I just know it's like permanent joy for ourselves. And in sovereignty is like claiming our gifts and claiming our energy, and then becoming strong enough that you don't allow anyone's energy within your field, because you're bringing through your gifts. And that's what's so important for me, to assist people in that path. And when I see that happen, it is so beautiful that I am delighted, you know, with it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much again, Barbara. Very grateful to you. And also very honored to be able to share your work with our audience here on the show. So thank you. And let's see, we have a question from Alda from Brazil. I am Brazilian and was living 10 years in India. I want much your help. Sorry, I don't know well English. I cannot I cannot more live like I live now. I want to meet myself. I have pain in my link lung and feeling very tired. I want to be again very healthy. I was a psychologue, and I trust you, love and light to all the world, Alda.
Yeah, that is what is happening with a lot of people, that we're very ready to let go of a lot. And this is always like a new reality, you know, like we have these things and they're becoming, even sometimes they are like come out as physical symptoms or whatever, but we're just so tired because it's all like we're just gotten to the point where it's like our we're tired because we're in that point that we're ready to let go of our karmic information and all our emotional baggage, and we're ready, like once you stop, you release all karma, you're ready to live from Dharma. And I think for many people this has been, you know, this last year, and then especially last year, and then like and well, it started before, but last year was a big like sort of like bell, you know, that activated a lot of people, and we're just ready to let go of all of that to be able to embody who we really are here. What was the name of the person calling, sorry?
Alda.
Alda, okay.
With L, Alda, yeah.
So, you know what, Alda, you can email me directly, because nothing is coming through for now, except for that you're very ready to let go of like a certain part to activate the rest. But just it's better to email me if you need. I think it's something that might, you know, it's bigger than I mean than anything that we can do on this at the moment. But it just it just, you know, just lifting these things which are pulling you back, that you're ready to let go of them. But it's not something that we can actually do at right now, because it's a bit, it's deeper. But thank you so much for writing it, because that just shows that you're ready to let go of it. I'm just feeling like the stuff that needs to go. So.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Barbara, and thank you, Alda, for your question and sending you much love.
And this is like you feel in your heart, Alda, like if it is for you or not, but like I'm just feeling like if you know, personal session. So what I did in package A. Really feel in your heart what I said, put the hands in your heart and feel if that's something that works for you. And if I'm somebody that you want to work with. And yeah, but that, because in a private session, we can actually let go of a lot, you know, a lot can be lifted. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for
Thank
writing.
You. Yeah. Thank you, Alda. And we have a question from Monifa from New Jersey. Hi, Monsef and Barbara. I often get panic attacks and I feel so stressed out and my body temperature heightens. Can you give me some more insights as to what is happening? Thanks. Blessings.
Okay. If something is coming up with your mother, whatever it is that you like, I like being able to speak to the person, because I don't like just giving information like this. It's like it's really I don't know. You're like I like a transfer of energy for you to tell me, but it might be that there is something there, some issue pending with your mother, and that might need a resolution, so that you might need to pull like the energy back to her and just reclaim your power. So that is, if that is something that like you're feeling, is that like something that has resonated and you're like, oh, that might be, because it's we can do that in a private session, which is like, you know, the package 8 that I put together. But it does seem usually when we get all these anxiety attacks and these things, it is that we have we've been just suppressing things. So it is important for you to get into nature, because nature will help you recalibrate, but also to go deep into whatever that cellular memory is, to, let's say, like rewrite, to unplug it, so that shouldn't happen anymore. And just as a matter, I don't think this is for you, but a lot of people have like maybe anxiety attacks and stuff like that because our old aura or energy system is obsolete for the time now. So the frequencies are so high that we're thrown off balance, and then we get all these sort of symptoms as well. So that's just one of the things also. But for you, what I got was this, an issue like of retrieving your own energy, and it was with the mother. And that was for you. So just really feeling your feet on the ground. Yeah. To bring yourself back. You know, sometimes for some people, it's really hard to be in the body. So we get anxiety attacks, and because it's our energy system doesn't actually protect us from everything that's going on. And that's why, you know, aura transformation and getting like a crystal aura, upgrading our aura or energy system is so important, because it's like you're completely protected from all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you very much, Barbara. Mm-hmm. And thank you also, Monifa, for your question. And the last question for today from Mel. There are energies that are interfering with any peace in my household. We are smelling odd smells like exhaust and cigarette smoke, and everyone is extremely irritable. I am trying to clear to help my family, but it's getting overwhelming.
I can't answer the question. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Barbara, for for the energy, the light language, for the guidance you wrote. That was very inspiring and very helpful to us. So really, thank you so much. Also, thank you so much for the program, the webinars, the personal support through the private session, and also the light language. So really honored that you joined us back, and that you are sharing your work with us here on the show. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I just want to reiterate one thing for everyone that, like, you, everyone that's listening to this call, there is, like, as, you know, dark things might look for you, there is, like, the answers are within you. And first, do not allow for anyone to tell you how things are. You find the answers collaborating with somebody, if you want. Find somebody that will assist with you and it will assist you and support you along the way of like coming back into the heart and integrating all the parts of yourself back into the heart. But and that is like gentle, but there is the other side, and there is joy on the other side, and it's amazing once you're able to release all the 3D patterning and karmic, once you jump into the other, it is like pure bliss on the other side. And as hard as life might get around, our reality actually changes. So it's like, it doesn't matter how hard it is around, you live in permanent joy. And I think also those are like the frequencies and codes that I'm able to transmit to other people for them to evolve. So, if you're, you know, in a space where you feel like evolving and feel like taking responsibility, but you need assistance because it's really hard to do it alone, find yourself someone that you trust and that your heart resonates with. Yeah. And that was all. That's important for me to say. For me to say because we are evolving and because that evolution is for everyone. It's not only for some. And I am just a representation. I went through all that, you know, difficult stuff before and came through the other side. So I know it in first skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
how tiring the other reality can be. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for mentioning that. It's really empowering, and it's really important to hear that, to remember that it's not about comparison. One is better than the others. Like, we all have our gifts, and we are connected to spirits, and we can receive our own truth. And mm-hmm. it's really important to also empower ourselves. And because this is what we are going through recently. It's more about empowerment, about returning to our sovereignty and our true self.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for mentioning that. And so thank you again for everything. And everyone, really thank you so much for being here, for sharing with us this space, and also for those who ask their questions. Grateful to everyone. And again, I highly, highly recommend working with Barbara and taking advantage of one of her two packages. And you will find them on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Barbara, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Barbara. And there are two packages. Package A includes 60 minutes one-on-one private session with Barbara plus two light language energy transmissions. And package B includes 4 webinars to understand the quantum leap we are going through and to come into balance. And the first webinar is recorded, and the 3 others, they are live webinars plus replays, and they will start on March 19th. Everyone, thank you for being here, and I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yeah, sending love.